Hey guys, Boomadoo here with the Grind Scheme of Things. Actually, this is more of a thought cast than a podcast, but it happens to be some thoughts on a podcast, so why not declare it a thought cast? So I think it works to be able to shoot these, or I should say record these, because in the space and time of a day, I could promise myself, oh man, when I get back, I'm gonna, you know, take these notes and debrief and assemble this sort of impeccable experience of a podcast. But that's not how real life works, which is the whole purpose behind the Grind Scheme of Things, right? I think the Grind Scheme is actually sort of a Rebels podcast in the sense that I like and prefer to demonstrate and display what goes on behind the scenes of these impeccable finishes, at least if we could even call them that. Sometimes they're more like veneers of success than actual events of success that we see online. So I want to take you behind the curtain a little bit today and just share a quick thought that I got from some, from an unexpected encounter. So here it is. I was coming back from a morning workout, and as I came back to the building, I, was greeted by the security guard there, and who, you know, of course, monitors the door and makes sure that the right, what's the word to say? The right characters are entering the scene of the building, right? His job is to, protect the residents and for anyone who's not a resident, of course, to have them sign in. But sometimes it gets a little aggressive, so that's why I kind of chuckle at when I say keeping characters out, but but that's Harlem though, right? That's Harlem. Anyway, so the story goes like this. So I run into him as I'm coming into the building, and I ask this question based on something that happened the night before, and I say, "Hey, are the elevators still stopping on every floor on their way up, right?" And this is a security guard that I've known for, since I can remember, right? I probably, I'd say just at least 20 years, right? Maybe 15, 20, I think, something like that. And we don't really exchange too many conversations. I mean, a kind nod and a greeting is about it. But today, as I'm coming in and I ask this question, "Hey, are the elevators still stopping on every floor?" He says, he kind of has this smirk and, frown on his face a little bit. And he says to me, "Come on, man." And he's got a little bit of an accent, so I'm not sure, what the origin is. But he says, "Come on, man. You got to be more positive than that. The correct question is, How much better are the elevators working now?" Right? And it kind of stunned me for a moment, because that's not what I expected to come out of this exchange. I expected him to maybe say, "Come on, man, you know better than that. These elevators never work." Or I mean, there's actually three of them, right? So, and one is under construction or under, reconstruction or whatever. And so there's two working, and sometimes those have, difficulties. So anyway, he says, "Come on, man, you got to be more positive than that. What you should be asking is, how much better are these elevators working?" Or something to that effect, right? That was the pitch back or the clap back in the conversation. And it just kind of stopped me, because here I am, Mr. Positive, right? At least I like to think, right? And you have to, like I said, it's the Grind Scheme. I'm on the subway right now. That's the 6th train. Ladies and gentlemen, 6th train, heading uptown. So I was kind of stunned, because, here I am thinking that I like to consider myself a pretty positive-minded being. But in this moment, as I'm looking at what I'm about to encounter, because the elevators were on higher floors, and I was basically, you could say, bracing myself for a negative experience. And isn't that what we do most of the time, right? We classify ourselves as people who are positive-minded, but we have negative, we have expectations of you know, a negative outcome, right? Before the thing even happens. Like between last night and this morning, what's to say that those elevators weren't like primed and set up to just run like faster than ever, right? So anyway, let's take the lesson from me. No matter how positive you think you are, keep checking yourself on where you are justifying negativity, right? By thinking you're asking the right questions, right? And you know ultimately what they are. So I'm gonna leave you with that as I jump onto the sixth train. And that is it for this thought cast of the grind scheme of things. Thanks for listening. Click on the link below to learn more about Boy Madu and the Grind Scheme of Things podcast. And I will talk to you guys soon. All right, guys.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Hey guys, Boy Madu here with the Grind Scheme. Just wanted to give you a quick narrative, a quick story before you listen to this next podcast. So it was actually shot, or I should say, recorded. I keep saying shot as if it's video, but it's audio. Recorded through the streets of El Barrio, right? Which is where I grew up, in Harlem. So it's en route to the 6th train, which you'll hear at the end. And so I hope you like it and enjoy it. If you have a hard time hearing some parts of it, it's only because it's actually shot live, not in a recorded studio. It's raw and real and literally en route to the 6th train in Harlem. So enjoy. And if you like it, subscribe to the podcast. And of course, more information is in the description section for you to follow me online. Thanks for listening. And I will talk to you soon.